And it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by Grander Marine, McConnell Buick GMC, and McCoy Outdoor Company. And we check in with my buddy, Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing Adventures, and get him to stop catching fish long enough to talk to him. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, buddy. How you doing? I like that, man. You know what? But I'll do it for you. You know that.
Thank you.
As long as we've been doing this, I will. Sometimes I'll keep catching them. Sometimes I have to tell them what to do with the fish when they're flopping them around on the deck and stuff. So
you can multitask. Oh, man. You can multitask. Just don't do a Sullivan and drop your phone in the water, okay?
That's right. I remember Wayne Gardner called you because you were so notorious for doing that. He called it the Sean Sullivan Phones to Reefs program.
That's right. That is exactly right, man. I sacrificed two of them over the years. Yeah, so don't do that. But other than that, you and I talked a second before we hopped on here. You've been saying the last couple of weeks is kind of good everywhere. You just want to, put bold on that and highlighter now, right? It's good everywhere.
It is. It is. And, you know, we've been talking about this May full moon. We've talked about it for years. Mm-hmm. This is the magic period right now. And, dude, it has hit. It was just about as good as it can get. I mean, when you start talking to people, you're having a great trip and you talk to people that are fishing completely opposite ends of the system, doing something completely different than what you're doing, and they're wrecking them, and somebody else is doing something else, you know, that's completely different than that, and wrecking them. That'll just tell you that the bite's on. And so that's what's been on with this moon. Of course, the moon was last night. You're probably getting up early enough to mm-hmm. see that beautiful setting moon. It's just such a cool sight. Of course, it'll be a little bit higher every morning, so you get to see more of it. And that's just, man, I just cannot get enough of that. Running out in the morning and seeing that moon like that and knowing what you're in store for. And we were blessed with some pretty good weather. It breezed up a couple days, but, you know, when it's as good as it's been, you can get to places, you know, if you do have some wind and get protected and still catch fish. And that's when it's really good. You know, to me, when the weather dictates where you're going to fish and you still go catch fish, that's when it's good. And that's the way it's been. We're going to be good probably for a couple, three more days. I think by the weekend, you're probably start seeing a little bit of a slowdown because there's been so much yin and sheen going on. They finally have to take a break, you know. But, of course, you know, with the trout slow down, we got snapper season opening this weekend.
So, that's right.
You know, if you don't have anything going on Saturday, just go launch down there at Billy Goat Hole about 7:30. It'll be an adventure.
Well, the nice thing is if people can get launched, you can. I mean, the way the snapper, you know, you don't have to, and right now, obviously, you don't have to fish at a certain time to catch trout, but you could go early and catch some trout and then head out and go after some snapper.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's a good point about that snapper fishing, or really even deep water trout fishing. You don't have to be there, like, right at daybreak. I'm not going to miss that day, like, early bite myself, but, man, I just, you know, you can do that deep water trout fishing if you want to do it, if the wind doesn't let you get out to do some snapper fishing. But, you know, that's a good point. You can get out there and maybe catch that elusive snapper every once in a while after you've caught a box full. What a pretty box of fish it is when you have speckled trout, white trout, and snapper all in the same box.
I love it. I love it. Tell folks if they want to get it.
There's not many places that you can do that.
Well, tell folks where they would go.
That you can do that.
Where do they catch those white trout? I'm asking for a friend, not me. Where do they catch those white trout, Bobby?
Same places. If you can get on some particularly structure, any kind of rigs or wrecks, particularly the sound's been a lot better for the white trout than the bay. But any of that deeper structure, 8 to 12 feet of water, fishing gulp on a jig head or gulp under a slip cord is going to get you white trout and specks too. But the white trout really like that gulp being slip cord more so than the live bait. Plus, you don't want to be feeding those live shrimp to 50, you don't want to be feeding those 50-cent live shrimp to white trout.
Yeah, well said. All right, folks, want to get a trip booked with you to do some trout fishing? How do they find you?
Go to ateamfishing.com, which is our website, and it's got all of our contact information. And those are also our social media sites, too. We're all at ateamfishing.
Good stuff. Bobby, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, my friend, I hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy that full moon bite.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And hopefully we mix those trout with some snapper. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McConnell Buick GMC, Grander Marine, and McCoy Outdoor Company.